Right now, it's time to bring in Judy Wertman. Judy is the co-author of The Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com on the web. Also author of Simon Luthes' Tummy, the Kindle edition, and also her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Good morning, Dr. Wertman.
Good morning to both of you. Nice to hear your voice, and I'd be happy to answer your question. Marshall, you're intriguing me.
Well, there's a thing called Noom. And it's an app that they're selling on TV.
Yes.
And you sign in, you log in, you pay them monthly, you pay them this, you pay them that. And you know what, folks? It's a waste of money. I know it's probably helped a few people. You can go to your local doctor, find someone who knows about foods, a nutritionist, and pay a nutritionist and do the same thing and get better advice. I get so mad when I see, at least the Weight Watcher commercials are what they are. They're not claiming to be something new and something. It's a plan, and at least they're that. But Noom is something that is totally, in my opinion, unnecessary. If you're going to spend the money with a doctor or with a nutritionist. Not some app that's going to try to develop your senses, because you're the one that controls the app.
Plus, it's an app.
You're right. I mean, the intriguing part about Noom is that it apparently uses algorithms to figure out how to respond to your problems, so that if you say, well, I just ate 3 jelly donuts, and there is a response, well, don't do it tomorrow, don't feel guilty about it, go and exercise a little more. All the responses are programmed into the app, and they give, the app gives you advice that you also obviously could get from, your neighbor. Oh, that's wonderful, continue dieting, etc. But a lot of people, Marshall, don't have the option. I'm not defending it, okay. But they don't have the option of having week-to-week meetings, especially this past year, week-to-week meetings with somebody who really can help them. And doctors will give you a food list, but won't ever sit down and say, why are you having problems dieting? Why did you gain weight? What is preventing you from losing weight? And if you see a psychologist, you may, to find out why you're having these problems, you're on your 99th diet and you still haven't been able to keep the weight loss off, you may never actually get to the problems with the eating, because you'll be talking about all sorts of other things. So in a sense, this program walked into a vacuum, and it is popular because, it's like learning a language online, which I've been doing just because I've had the time this past year. Every time I make a mistake in not translating something correctly, it'll come back at me over and over again until I finally get it right. And this is what's happening, and it's programmed that way. It knows exactly what my weak spots are. I have trouble hearing something and writing down what I just heard. That's my weak spot. And so what this program does, Noom does, it picks up your weak spots. And if every Sunday morning you go to church and then afterward you go and have 3 jelly donuts, it will probably pick that up because it's a pattern, and eventually say to you, when you go off, to church or something else on Sunday morning, go and have, an English muffin with a little bit of jelly, not your, 3 donuts. It will respond because it picks up your eating patterns, your exercise patterns, your sleep patterns, and as much as you can share with it, this algorithm, some of your emotional problems. Oh, I always eat when I'm stressed. Oh, you're stressed today. Well, go take a walk or call a friend. The same old suggestions, but it will respond that way. And do I have time to sit down with a language teacher? No. So this I do when I'm waiting, in line at the supermarket or something. And so the thing about this is that it's convenient, and ultimately it probably costs less than seeing a private, weight loss counselor. And some people do get results because the thing about these programs is that it bugs you. Oh, you haven't done it today. I mean, I know with the language. Wow, can't you just spend 5 minutes doing this today? And so that's what these programs do. They annoy you.
Well,
stopping or doing something.
Okay, I'm listening to you, and this is really great. But what something also was developed during the pandemic, which was doing. And I mean, I know people who think that they got help, but they're just even more messed up than when they started. Is doing their therapy by text.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Except that the problem is that you think you're interacting with a person. In fact, you're just interacting with your brain, typing or talking into your device. And it's the same broken... This is going to sound tangential, but one of my real problems with social media way back when is when people started taking pictures of themselves. That's the wrong way. It's like, I'm sorry, universal law, expanding consciousness, whatever. You shouldn't be sitting there taking a picture of yourself.
But
actually, Martian, one of the things, you know, that I, you know, was going to talk about today was the fact that when people are given weight loss information, they're never asked, well, where is your food coming from? Are you preparing it? Are you eating out? Are you working at night and so there's no food available? Is there somebody in your household who might be sabotaging your diet because that person doesn't want you to lose weight because that person happens to be overweight? Or are you dealing with somebody who is annoyed because you're on a diet again and, good grief, I don't want to go back to eating carrots when, you know, you're going to gain weight anyway, so why should I have to bother taking care of your food needs? You know, there are all these complications that obviously a computer-generated program is never, never going to deal with.
Yeah, all right. I just thought, you know, what I do is I only eat three times a day. It's rigorous. I write down what I eat. So in the evening, I can look back and then I say, okay, now I can have this. So I just think it's something that you can, you're in control of it. If you're a member of Alcoholics Anonymous and you go to those meetings and you stay true to it, that's great. But if you go to a sober house and you're an alcoholic, you're in control of the conditions. And are you going to be honest with yourself? And are you going to be honest with what you do? That's human nature, and that's the serious flaw I see in Noom.
My friends who ran a sober house in Santa Monica had G&T time at 11. Yeah, you know, 11 in the after 11 in the morning.
All right, we'll let Judy get back to what she wanted to talk about.
So you just have to really... No, Judy, I think your point is well taken about what's actually in the food. So please, go for it.
And who is... Again, you are given a list of what to eat by any of these programs. Marshall, you are taking care of your own food needs. But if you were in a job that didn't give you the opportunity to prepare your foods when you wanted it, to go to the supermarket... perhaps you travel a great deal. Perhaps you go to a meeting and all the foods available at that meeting are determined by the meeting planner. Or you live in, you go to the university or you're in some kind of training program and you're living at the facility and your meals come from a cafeteria and you don't have a car and you don't have access to a grocery store. What are you going to eat? And a good weight loss sport person will sit down and figure it out with you. Does the Noom program do this? No. Does most diet counselors do this? Never.
No,
they even ask.
Right, but one of the new versions of controlling people is addicting them to having their food delivered. So
that's it. It's
so
an option, but then what happens?
Exactly.
You do it for the rest of your life?
Apparently. And we totally...
if you're right.
Watch it, though. Watch it, because all of these things that give you control are about you giving up control. So... Then you wait for the food to be delivered, and you pick it's really good, right? And you don't know how to boil water, which is fine, except inefficient. And you have no idea, sorry to sound crazy, but you have no idea how much salt or whatever is being put in the food to make it even taste reasonable. And so you are thinking, because you are reading you're reading a label, you're reading a calorie count, you just ordered something, you have no idea. And the trick in all of this is to... remind people who have given up complete control over their pretty much existence that they had best take it back and take it back from the algorithm, because the algorithm isn't thinking about that for you. The algorithm will say, hey, Joe, just please, you know, practice your... What language are you learning?
Oh, I'm actually learning Yiddish.
Okay. So, you know, you can practice your Yiddish, but you also have to speak. What one of the most horrible moments was, you know, studying assiduously for French class and then going to France and not understanding a bloody word.
It's a very good analogy. You're on your own. You know, you're in a train station. You have to figure out how to get out and find your way to the hotel, and you can't remember one single word except where's the toilet.
Right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But you practiced it.
You practice it in the quiet of your own room, you know, without any kind of distractions, and nobody is screaming and yelling, and I don't understand you. Yeah, and I think you're absolutely, and the problem of these weight loss programs do not deal with I am really stressed, and if I don't put something in my mouth the next 5 minutes, I'm going to commit homicide or scream or something.
Right.
They don't deal with that. How can they? And you're not going to, at that moment that you're, you know, beside yourself, go, oh, go ask my app what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
Of course you're not doing that.
Of course. And with logic, we will meet again next week.
Very good. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.